And here is the Writer's Almanac from Monday. It's the 11th of April, 2011. It's the birthday of the poet Mark Strand, born Summerside, Canada, 1934. It's the birthday of the poet Christopher Smart, born Shipbourne, England, 1722, whose best-known poem is an ode to his beloved cat, Geoffrey, from his longer poem, Jubilate Agno, which he wrote while he was locked up in an insane asylum. We don't know if he was actually insane. He underwent some sort of religious conversion, which convinced his friend Samuel Johnson that he was crazy. Johnson said, "My poor friend Smart showed the disturbance of his mind by falling upon his knees and saying his prayers in the street or in any other unusual place. He was sent to the asylum by John Newbery, who was his publisher, his landlord, and his father-in-law. And in the asylum, Christopher Smart wrote a poem to his cat, Geoffrey, which T.S. Eliot said, his poem about his cat is to all other poems about cats what the Iliad is to all other poems on war. Smart's poem, which begins, "For I will consider my cat Geoffrey, for the English cats are the best in Europe, for he is the cleanest in the use of his forepaws of any quadruped, for the dexterity of his defense is an instance of the love of God to him exceedingly." It's the birthday of Marguerite de Navarre, born in Angoulême, France, 1492. Grew up well-educated. When she was a teenager, she was married off to a duke who was basically illiterate. She had a son when she was 38 years old. The little boy died at a few months. Marguerite was so distraught that she wrote The Mirror of the Sinful Soul, which combined her mysticism with her strong ideas for political action within the church. Her brother Francis was the King of France, and Marguerite was sent on high-profile diplomatic missions. And on her travels, she wrote stories, 70 of them collected in the Heptameron, stories about women, their relationships with men, whether it was possible to be virtuous and also experience real love. Marguerite de Navarre, who said, "Never shall a man attain to the perfect love of God who has not loved to perfection some creature in this world." Here's a poem for today by Mary Jo Salter, Boulevard du Montparnasse. Once in a doorway in Paris, I saw the most beautiful couple in the world. They were each the single most beautiful thing in the world. She could have been 16, perhaps, he 20. Their skin was the same shade of black, like a shiny Steinway. And they stood there, like a four-legged instrument of a passion so grand, one could barely imagine them ever working or eating or reading a magazine. Even they could hardly believe it. Her hands gripped his belt loops as they found each other's eyes, because beauty like this must be held onto, could easily run away on the power of his long, lean thighs or the tiny feet of her laughter. I thought, now I will write a poem set in a doorway on the Boulevard du Montparnasse, in which the brutishness of time rates only a mention. I will say simply that if either one should ever love another, a greater beauty shall not be the cause. A poem of Mary Jo Salter, Boulevard du Montparnasse, from her collection Sunday Skaters, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by CSX, transporting 2 billion pounds of goods to market by train, and working to help move the economy forward. CSX, How Tomorrow Moves. Produced by Kathy Roach, written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.